From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, a major change could be coming to the Bay Area and their households if you still use a landline. Well, you may soon be cut off. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. In just hours, the public will get its last chance to weigh in on AT&T's push to stop landline service right here in California. But some people argue we're not ready to cut the cord completely. There are still some neighborhoods in the Bay Area with spotty cell service at best, like Monterra, a coastal area that's in San Mateo County. It was rated by PC Magazine as one of the worst cellular dead zones in the United States. We recently met Glenn Eastman of Moss Beach, who says he needs his landline for emergencies and for his internet connection.
When everything else goes bad in an emergency, or even if people don't have internet or a cell phone, you can always get 911 on a landline. I would say to AT&T that they're giving up the responsibility to loyal customers who've been with them for years and years and years.
AT&T says they want to put their efforts into upgrading their wireless network to make it more reliable.
We are going to continue to provide existing voice service for as long as it's needed. And that is particularly in those areas where there may only be AT&T landline service available to a customer.
And later today, the California Public Utilities Commission will host virtual hearings on this matter. That will happen at 2 and 6 p.m. And we're following a developing story out of the East Bay. The CHP says one person was killed, three others were injured after a wrong-way driver in a white pickup truck slammed into two other cars. This happened earlier this morning on Highway 580 on the MacArthur Maze. This is in Oakland. CHP says a Lexus and a white van were the two other cars involved in the crash. The driver of the Lexus was killed, and authorities say just before the crash, the pickup truck had fled from a reported burglary at a smoke shop in El Cerrito. El Cerrito police say the truck rammed into the tobacco outlet just before 4:30 this morning. Video from the scene shows the damage on the front of the business. The owner says he woke up to a notification letting him know of that break-in.
Woke up to look at my cameras, seeing that there was a pickup truck backed in into the store. Guys were rummaging around. The whole front was pushed in, damage, extensive damage, you know. It almost looked like a total loss. You know, this could be about $50,000 in damage. So, you know, I don't know if we can afford to fix that.
The owner tells us this is not the first time this has happened. He says his shop has been burglarized 6 times already. Okay, to San Francisco right now, where the city will begin looking at new speed cameras. Transit officials will hold a meeting today to lay out some of those logistics. The red markers on this map show where 33 cameras will be installed. We are told each district will get at least 2, mainly in areas where speed is an issue. Anyone driving more than 11 miles per hour over the speed limit will be fined. This is all part of a pilot program from a new statewide law. Oakland and San Jose will also test the cameras. This comes as pedestrian advocates are calling for more safety measures in the wake of a crash that killed nearly an entire young family in San Francisco. San Francisco police say the woman behind the wheel of that car was 78-year-old Mary Fong Lau. Lau was charged with vehicular manslaughter and reckless driving, among other things. And that crash happened Saturday when the speeding driver ran into the family waiting at a bus stop in West Portal. The father, 40-year-old Diego, and a little boy would have turned 2 in August, both died at the scene. The mother, 38-year-old Matilda, died Sunday from her injuries. The only survivor of the crash, a 2-month-old baby who is still in the hospital. Since then, memorials have appeared at Eulah Street bus stop. A huge group of people gathered at the crash site last night, some of them in tears, to remember the young family.
People who have lost family members, and it's just so unnecessary. You see the way people are driving on the streets, even in our beautiful neighborhood and on the Wiggle and Lower Haight. People just, they blow through the stop signs, they're distracted, they do whatever. And it's so sad and so unnecessary, and it just breaks my heart. But as children, it just breaks your heart.
It's just so incredibly sad. I mean, all they were doing is going to the zoo, you know, and then the little baby's still in the hospital. It's heartbreaking.
And the safety group Walk San Francisco keeps track of traffic safety all across the city. West Portal is part of District 7. Walk SF says in that part of the city there have been 16 people killed in traffic crashes in the last decade. On the campaign trail, five states are holding primary contests. Later today, former President Donald Trump is expected to cast his vote in Florida. Trump is expected to easily win the GOP primaries in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio, and so is President Biden. In the meantime, time is running out for Trump to come up with a $454 million for a bond needed to appeal his civil fraud case in New York State. Natalie Brand is following the latest developments.
Former President Donald Trump is facing a deadline next week, owing nearly $500 million from his New York civil fraud judgment. After Trump was unable to reach agreement with more than 30 companies that provide appeal bonds, his attorneys said raising the money in time is a practical impossibility. Without a bond, New York Attorney General Letitia James could begin freezing bank accounts and seizing prized properties, including Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street.
The bottom line is this is rigged.
Trump is facing a cash crunch not only to fight his multiple legal battles, but to fund his presidential campaign. At the start of 2024, his cash on hand has lagged behind the Biden campaign. CBS News has learned Trump is considering enlisting his former 2016 campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, to help raise money. Manafort was found guilty of committing several financial crimes, including tax and bank fraud in 2018, and later pardoned by Trump.
Mr. President.
This morning, President Biden departed for a three-day swing through Western battleground states. His campaign says it's raised $53 million in February and has $155 million in cash on hand for his reelection bid.